Hi there, welcome to your GCSE revision podcast number 5, and we're going to be focusing on religion in Elizabethan England. So religion is really important in Elizabethan England, and Elizabeth was a Protestant queen. Now, her dad had started something called the Reformation in England. And the Reformation means you reform the church. So he changed the church from Catholic to kind of Protestant. Now, that continued for a little while. Her brother made it really Protestant, but then her sister Mary turned it all back to Catholic. So when Elizabeth came to the throne, she's faced with this country that had been turned from Catholic to Protestant to very Protestant to Catholic. And she was a Protestant queen, and she decided to turn the country Protestant. Now, religion was a massive deal in Elizabethan England. Everything, life was centre around it, and people believed that going to church and going to pilgrimages was their way to get into heaven, so it's really, really important. So what we've got is we need to understand the difference between what the Catholic England looked like, what the Protestant England looked like, and there was another group of people who were really strict Protestants who are called Puritans. So let's start off with the Catholic Church. The first key thing about the Catholic Church is the Pope is the head of the church. So he is God's representative on earth and super duper 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 important. So he is helped by cardinals, bishops and priests. Now, basically the church and the priests can forgive sins, and it's basically people's hotline to God. The priests are celibate, they don't get married, they don't do any naughty stuff, the services in Latin, the priests wear these fancy robes, the churches are super bling, full of gold, full of jewels, etc. And the support for the Catholics when Elizabeth came, it was in the north, a lot in the north. So the Catholic religion was really clear, and it was what a lot of people were used to. Now, the Protestant religion, notice that word protest in there, Protestant religion, no Pope. Okay, now this was a big, major, major change to people. You can have archbishop and bishop still, but you believe the big thing of the religion, it's not the church and the priest, it's prayer. Priests can marry, the services are in English, the priests wear simple robes. The churches are quite plain and simple, and that is very different from the Catholic Church. Now take it one step further, you've got the Puritans. No popes, but no bishops either. Churches, the rest is all the same, but churches, really whitewashed, really, really plain, no decorations. So just to reiterate, religion is a major deal. Elizabeth is a Protestant. She's got Catholics in England still. She's a Protestant. She's also got Puritans in England. They're all going to cause her problems. Right, now it's time for your 5 quick questions. So grab yourself your piece of paper. And question number 1 is, what do I mean by Reformation? What do I mean by Reformation is question 1. Question 2, what is a Puritan? What is a Puritan? Question number 2. Question number 3, what religion did Elizabeth turn the country to when she arrived on the throne in 1558? Question number 3, what religion did Elizabeth turn the country to? Question number 4, in the Catholic Church, who was the head of the church? In the Catholic Church, who was the head of the church? And question number 5, can you name me one difference between the Protestant and the Catholic Church? One difference. Thank you very much. That's podcast number 5. You are doing amazing in your revision for your GCSE. Bye.